Hello.
Good evening. My name is Lucille, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. We are not trying to sell anything. Your answers will remain confidential.
How long will this take?
Just a couple minutes.
All right, let's do it.
Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency?
No, sir.
As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County, like County Commission, on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote, yeah.
With which political party are you registered? Republican?
Republican.
What is your main racial background?
White.
What is your age?
74.
Generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
They're going in the right direction.
From the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Monroe County focus on most to help you and your family?
You're going to give me some choices? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Affordable housing, illegal immigration, protecting the environment, taxes and county government spending, crime and public safety, overdevelopment, property insurance costs, hurricane and flooding preparation, traffic and congestion, inflation and
you can only pick one, right?
Yes, sir.
Affordable housing.
Okay. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Would you say somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very.
Okay. Ron DeSantis.
Favorable. Very.
Melissa Tomei.
No opinion.
Okay. Rick Ramsey.
No opinion.
Donald Trump.
Favorable, very.
Holly Rashin.
That's Holly, yeah. A favorable, very.
Okay. Paul Wunderlich.
No opinion.
And thinking ahead of the primary elections for Monroe County Commission were held, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate. Holly Merrill Rashin, a Republican candidate. Melissa Tomei, a Republican.
Yeah, voting for Holly.
And would you say you are definitely voting or proudly voting for Molly Merrill Rashin, a Republican candidate?
I believe I'm... Yes, I'm voting for.
Okay.
Absolutely. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Holly Merrill Rashin is doing as your county commissioner?
Yeah, I approve of it.
Would you say somewhat or strongly approve?
Strongly.
All other things being equal, which of the following candidates would be more likely to support in the election for Monroe County Commission? A candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform county government. A candidate who currently serves on the county commission and wants to use his experience to continue delivering for your community.
A fresh voice would be nice. The first one would be fine.
Do you think Monroe County is growing and developing? Too fast, too slowly, about right?
Oh my goodness, about right.
Which of the following is more important to you when deciding your vote in the election for Monroe County Commission? A candidate's positions on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes, and fighting crime. A candidate's position on future development in Monroe County.
What was the first one? I'm sorry.
A candidate's positions on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes, and fighting crime.
Yeah, lowering taxes and fighting crime is me.
Okay. Do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a Publix grocery store to Tavernier along with 86 units of workforce housing?
I would be in favor of that.
Would you be somewhat in favor or strongly in favor?
Strongly in favor.
As you may know, Monroe County has taken on major infrastructure projects to reduce flooding and replace the aging Trauma Star helicopters with airlift critically injured patients to trauma hospitals in Miami during emergencies. To pay for these projects, property taxes were raised about $11 per month for the average Monroe County homeowner. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? During these challenging times, we should not be raising taxes. Homeowners already pay enough in taxes, and while Monroe County has many pressing needs, we should be cutting spending elsewhere to pay for infrastructure improvements or hold off on them until this affordability crisis gets better. With the rapid growth occurring in Monroe County, on top of it being a major tourist destination, I understand the need to slightly increase property taxes to pay for necessary infrastructure improvements. Monroe County still has one of the lowest property tax rates in Florida.
The first one, we should look elsewhere, give the property owners a break.
Okay. If you knew the following statements about Holly Mariel Rasane were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Holly Mariel Rasane in the primary election for Monroe County Commission? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Holly Rasane understands that a healthy environment makes Monroe County's economy strong. Rasane has prioritized water quality improvement projects, coral reef and Everglades restoration, and protected commercial fishermen because so many depend on these natural resources for their livelihood.
Yeah, that's fine.
We say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely. How many more questions you got?
Just a few more.
All right.
Holly Mary Rasane is endorsed by Sheriff Rick Ramsey because Rasane has always worked to ensure law enforcement has the resources they need to keep your community safe.
Yeah, I agree with that.
During these tough times, Holly Mariel Rasane voted to increase wasteful county government spending and voted to raise taxes by millions of dollars on working middle-class homeowners.
I'm not happy with that.
Would you say much more likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. With high housing costs and a lack of options for so many, Holly Mariel Rasane supports efforts to build more affordable housing in Monroe County.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. Holly Mariel Rasane is a lobbyist for a disaster response company that has business before Monroe County and receives taxpayers' dollars, creating a conflict of interest.
Yeah, I'm not happy with that.
Would you say somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. Holly Mariel Rasane believes that development needs to be slowed down until our roads and infrastructure catch up to the amount of growth Monroe County is experiencing in order to protect quality of life.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry, but I have to go. So I'm going to let you go now.
Yep. Thank you very much.